the mobile. What's going on? KK4 POT mobile.
I'm swamped up here.
Coming down to Deacon over here on 85.
So that storm's gonna at least be up here in Pickens over the next 2 hours.
A little thing this morning on it, looks like about 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, is when we're going to have some of them 55 mile an hour gusts reaching all the way down like to my area.
Yeah, gonna be bad today. I got a road call in the wind out there on side 85.
Now, I guess he's just going to wait for John.
We'll get parts. Hopefully they're available.
Deal with that. Give us some time for that anyway. Because Dylan's in the middle of something. But, man, that's a bummer. Man, that's going to be miserable out there today on the road. What's he got broke?
Line, coolant line to the EGR actuator. I mean, the picture looks like it's a fairly, you know, simple thing to get to. He just had this thing replaced a week ago. So I don't know what the deal is. You know, something's causing that line to break.
KW Mobile.
Morning.
Morning.
Raining where you're at?
Yeah, it is.
I need to put my rubber boots on because I'm fixing to hop out of the car. Should have brought my kayak today, or maybe one of them sailboats. I think the sailboat might work a little bit better today. But anyway, let me hop out of here. 7-3 to everybody. Ken, I hope you have a fantastic day today, and you can stay dry and safe inside. Mike, I'll catch you when you get in. KK4 POT.
You put a sailboat out today? That thing will look like a jet ski by the time it catches that wind.
Look at that.
Top.
Have a good one, KN4 TFW.
Good day this morning, Ken. Looking forward to it.
Yep, liquid sunshine, you can't beat it. It is out west.
I'd much rather have that.
Fires were out in Colorado, they got 15 inches of snow.
Not any.
You know, I didn't ever hear anything else about it after that. I gotta imagine it at least slowed it up, right?
You'd think so. Get through this area past Dacusville before the winds kick up, because this place is real, this stretch is real bad for trees to be down.
Winds is going to reach your area first. It's about to get into South Carolina now.
My propane tank topped off, so my generator's ready to go. Man, that's one of the best things I ever did over there.
Too often over here where I'm at.
Towers underground all the way down, you know, from the paved road all the way to my house, which is about a half a mile. But if they get a tree down on Highway 11, it knocks my power out. I'm out of power quite a bit. Of course, it makes no, never mind. I mean, I got that automatic generator, so I'm good, good.
Folks walking down the sidewalk. It's time, isn't it?
Don't even mention that. My pants buckled this morning. I said I'm not stopping at Bojangles.
Yeah.
Wait. I just gotta get past it.
Two or three of them.
Good thing, good for you. You know, they used to have a Burger King down there by Silver Bay. But it's closed up. Realistically, there's no place to get a biscuit. Except there at Bojangles where I first get on 25. And then there's a McDonald's down there at 85 and 25. But they're, you know, they're out of bread, they're out of tea, they're out of whatever. It's really poorly run. I try not to stop in there. But, which I've never liked McDonald's biscuits anyway. Hardee's has got some killer biscuits.
Passed two or three of them on my way to work.
If you bought me a McDonald's biscuit, I'd eat it and be grateful and enjoy it. They got a good McGriddle biscuit. I like that. I like that little bit of sweet, syrupy taste.
I like the McMuffin, and I really like that steak, egg, and cheese bagel. That thing's awesome.
Yeah, that is good. That right there is good. Hardee's has got a mean steak, tomato, and mayonnaise biscuit. And that's what I'd say Bojangles biscuit is just as good, if not a tad bit better. They're just a little bit messy to eat going down the road.
Susan likes Bojangles because they got grits.
Yeah, I like a good bowl of grits, so I never get grits there. I tell you what I do like is those potato cakes that they've got, and I like McDonald's. All of them that have potato cakes, I like potato cakes, but, man, those things are, those are grease bombs.
You got that right.
It's Andrew this morning.
Pretty early. Or it might have been his week where he didn't have to work. Messed up schedules where every week it's something different.
Don't like that.
3 or 4 weeks you get like 4 days off or 5 days off in a row. KN4 TFW.
I wish we had that schedule. I just don't have enough people to make that work.
Never works when I worked for the water department in Colorado Springs. It was 8 days on, 6 days off, Wednesday to Wednesday.
That's like having a vacation every 8 days.
You get 2 weeks off a month.
Right there, were they 12-hour days?
No, they were just 10. So it was like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday on 1 week. And then Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday on the next week.
Yeah, but you got to have the staffing to do that.
The night shift, we just had call-ins for breakdowns, but, man, that was rare.
Vacation, you'd be off for a month.
You could definitely do that. Take 5 or 6 days and definitely get at least 3 weeks.
Beatles were talking about when I was in that song, it says 8 days a week.
Heard that.
Terrible weather to throw papers in.
Yeah, because it was all red and purple, the rain was on the radar back this way.
Yeah, I think they got to bag them up a little differently. I'm not sure. I think they do when it's raining like that.
Going to work in the morning, you can't use cruise control in the rain, and then I have to be paying attention.
You take a nap this morning while you're going to work.
Bojangles and a Hardee's and a Burger King and a QT.
But I'm exercising my willpower this morning. Oh, that's out of the question, not even the question. Oh, yeah. You know, to ask me, do you want one, that's a rhetorical question.
It doesn't feel it.
I had Coke and a couple of breakfast bars in my bag, so hopefully that'll do me.
Some grapes and some pecans, and cheese and a summer sausage.
I'm summer sausage now.
Yeah, I hear you. And I think I got a soup at work and then some cereal and I think one of them little rice-a-ronis at work in my drawer in case I get hungry.
Processing, deer processor down there in Lawrence, they did some summer sausage for me, and man, that was good. You know, if I get a deer down there in Jalapa, I stop it off there and let them do it. There's too many decisions to make, though, when you go in there. They'll add beef fat. They'll just about any way you want it, they'll do it.
Cheese, add jalapenos, add some extra fat, do this, do that. I just tell them grind it up into burger and cube steaks.
I used to get cube steaks, burgers, and stew meat. I'd have all the little stuff cut up stew meat, but now I try to get the steaks, the roast, and I don't really like stew meat. I mean, you can use it in other dishes, but I have it all ground.
I shot a deer a couple of years ago up there in Wahala, a little small doe, and then we cut it up right there by the truck because he used to be a butcher. And I got the ribs off of it. Man, the ribs were good.
On the ribs, is it?
No, there ain't a lot, but you know, closer to the bone is sweeter than meat.
Nasty out there. I tell Tim, I got a road call. Guy broke down up there on 85, somewhere around exit, just about 2 miles above us. But, man, it's going to be nasty out there today.
And I'm up here at, I guess it's exit 66 maybe right now. And that, but yeah, it's really coming down. And for whatever reason, there's a lot of trucks broke down in this area of 85.
Give me about 11 o'clock, sent me a picture of what he needed. I told him that's a dealer item, but I can't get it till 7:30, 8 o'clock. If they got it, I hope they got it. He's just trying to get to Charlotte.
Well, truck centers around there where you're at, you would think that they would have it.
Hard. I probably could get it at Freightliner or either Detroit up there on 101.
And on the interstate here, and they're still doing 70.
Yeah.
He had a little minivan one time, and he would take it to the shop and told him that the windshield wipers, they wouldn't stay down on the windshield harder. They kept lifting up off of the windshield when he was doing like 80-something mile an hour, and it was really pouring down.
Now, go figure. All you need is a little bit of Rain-X. You wouldn't need a wiper.
Yeah, that's right.
A girl walking on the side of the road with a flashlight in this mess. I know she's soaked.
Did she have an umbrella?
Nope, she sure didn't. That's what I'm... If I had one in the car, I'd give it to her. I don't have an umbrella. We took them... We went out to eat the other day, and I put mine and Shelly's. It was raining, and we put them both in her car.
They got those really long trench coat raincoats, really, really heavy. Only problem is the one I got at my office is like a 3X.
Get them things.
And you talk about hot.
That's the problem. I mean, you end up soaking wet anyway.
Now.
And that all the way from the house.
4GPE, Mobile, Greenville County.
The 4TFW.
Good morning, KK4NXE.
Good morning. Right here getting ready for this
this weather coming in a little while. Maybe do a little bit of storm spotting.
Out here on 85, Spartanburg County.
Yeah, it's pretty good over here, too. Over here, actually, in the Simpsonville area. Coming down pretty steady.
Coming up on that Bojangles.
Oh, no. It's behind me. I made it. I passed the test this morning. I don't mean I won't fail going home, but at least this morning, I passed it. I made it. Hallelujah.
5 days in a row, that's a record for you, isn't it?
I normally don't hit a thing but a cup of coffee.
There's a truck on the side of the road up here at 72. I don't know why. One day last week, it was the same truck, same spot, 3 days in a row. I don't know if he ever moved. I don't think he ever moved because he was there in the afternoon when I went back. You got a Waffle House over there close by you guys. You could stop in there and get some hash browns smothered and covered and all kinds of stuff. This exit up here, there's a Waffle House, a Denny, a Chick-fil-A, and a McDonald's.
I got me a cardboard tasting breakfast bar and a Diet Coke. I think I'll be fine. House down here, man, it's always slam packed, dude.
Like three or four of them in Greer for some reason. The Bojangles.
I didn't miss it. I'd like to have me one, but that time is gone, my friend. That window of opportunity is shut.
They got you one.
You know, I asked him yesterday if he'd stop and get us a biscuit, but I don't think he did. I'd feel pretty confident he didn't.
Plenty of opportunity to stop when you go out and fix that road repair.
I won't be doing that, I don't think.
Anybody else out in the rain?
Well, we got a full-time road call guy. I hate to say it, man. I got designated here, and I hope that you have a good day and a safe day, and I hope you get to hankering for a Bojangle biscuit so bad that you just walk out of work and get one. That's my hope for you today. I'll catch you on the flip. KK4NXM will be clear on your final.
Glad you made it in there okay. And try to stay dry. I'm about 2 or 3 minutes out myself. So have a good one, and I'll catch you in the morning, KN4TFW.